Prosecutors in the former Soviet Republic of Ukraine confirmed this week that a decapitated body found in the woods late last year was that of a missing journalist. The murder has sparked the biggest political scandal in recent years in the country. The opposition accuses Ukraine's president of ordering the killing. One opposition leader is here in Washington this week telling his story to the U.S. government. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The leader of Ukraine's Socialist Party, Alexander Maroz, came to Washington with a dire warning.
Currently, it is a turning point in Ukrainian history. Either it will turn into a democratic state or it turns into a criminal dictatorship.
And if you listen to him, the latter sounds more likely. Last year, Maroz brought to Ukraine's parliament an audio tape that stunned the country. He said he got the tape from a presidential bodyguard who claims to have 300 hours worth of secret recordings from President Leonid Kuchma's office. Maroz says he's heard about 20 hours worth of a foul-mouthed President Kuchma talking about rigging elections and getting rid of journalist Georgi Gungadze. That's the opposition reporter whose headless body was found last year. President Kuchma denies he was behind the murder and says he's simply a target of a smear campaign. Maroz, the member of parliament, does have a laundry list of accusations against Kuchma. He charges him with interfering in elections, persecuting the media, and covering up corruption.
Будь-якій цивілізованій країні за кожним із цих порушень слідувала би відставка президента.
In any civilized country, a president committed at least one of such crimes would immediately resign.
Ми допоможемо йому в цьому.
We will help him to do that.
Але це не просто.
However, it's not that simple.
Since the scandal broke, there have been mass protests in Ukraine, but the opposition rallies have not forced Kuchma from office. A parliamentary vote of no confidence failed. And lawmakers could not even muster enough support to oust the pro-Kuchma prosecutor general. The bodyguard with the incriminating tapes, meantime, is in hiding. So it's not at all clear whether the opposition can oust Kuchma. The Ukrainian leader is weakened, though, and some analysts fear Kuchma may end up relying more on Russia's support. Just as anti-Kuchma protests were heating up, Russian President Vladimir Putin paid a visit to Kuchma's home base in eastern Ukraine, a city where Soviet missiles were built. Ariel Cohen of the Heritage Foundation says Washington should be worried about this.
We should have our national interests first, and our national interests are to keep Ukraine independent, to prevent Russia from recreating an empire, and also to help Ukrainians to stand on their own two feet and develop their civil society, their democratic state, their freedom of the press.
Washington has poured more than $1 billion into Ukraine in the post-Cold War era. The money supported, among other things, agricultural development, the closure of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, and the removal of nuclear weapons. Cohen of the Heritage Foundation believes some U.S. aid programs to Ukraine have been scattershot. In the wake of the Kuchma Gate scandal, he says, policymakers should better target the aid. Maroz, the socialist member of parliament, alleges Western aid often ends up in the pockets of a few corrupt politicians. A State Department official challenges this, but says the State Department has agreed to hear out Maroz at a meeting later this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.